Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck.
The traffic perimeter is back up for miles.
Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Cobb County is home to some of the best high school football action in the country. And each week, we will break down the biggest stories in and around the county with our resident high school football guru, John Bednarowski. And now, with his co-host, Darren Sutherland, it's Marietta Daily Journal sports editor, John Bednarowski.
Welcome into the Week 7 edition of the Cobb Football Friday podcast. I'm Marietta Daily Journal sports editor John Bednarowski. And as always, I am joined with the Sultan of Youth Football, Darren Sutherland.
You can't say always, John. I wasn't here last week, so then I've missed one other week. I've missed 2 out of 7 weeks, John. So, it could be said that I'm like the Sprayberry football team, missing a couple of games because of COVID, but I didn't have COVID. So anyway, just been out at the fair and doing things like that.
It's just an overarching generality.
There we go. Hey, John, before we get started, let's thank our sponsors, Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedic, Jay and the guys over at Superior Plumbing, Ed Voiles Automotive, and Johnson and Alday Attorneys at Law. If you get hurt, give them a call, Johnson and Alday. So it's a short slate this week, John, but let's talk a little bit about last week before we get going. And, because a lot of kids are off for this fall break and, they'll be out with our friends at the North Georgia State Fair this weekend, not at a high school football game. But what happened last week, John, that's of interest to everybody?
Well, we had some interesting ball games last week. One that I like to circle was Walton playing Roswell. You know, Walton had a bye week the week before, and they were coming off a loss to West Forsyth. You know, in that West Forsyth game, they had jumped out to a big lead, and then they let West Forsyth come back and catch them. And it looked like they were doing a little bit of that against Roswell last week, but they shut the door in the fourth quarter. Big late drive. They won that one 31-19, and they hit the break 3-1. Marietta, a little bit surprised. Brookwood came in and knocked them off 31-26. Marietta has been great at second half adjustments. They just dug a little bit too big of a hole this time and couldn't quite get all the way back. So they're 3-2. But you know what? It seems to my memory, a couple of years ago when they were state champions in 2019, they also lost 2 ball games. And now I'm not trying to say that this team is the equivalent to that squad, but what I am saying is there are guys on this team that have been in this situation before, and now we're going to start region play. So I really look for good things from the Blue Devils on the second half of the year, and we got a couple of undefeated teams. And if you'd have told me at the beginning of the season, okay, you're going to have 2 undefeated teams and they're going to be Kennesaw Mountain and Pebblebrook, I would have bet every penny I had that somebody was pulling my leg. But here we are. Kennesaw Mountain is 6-0. Pebblebrook is 5-0-1. They both had dropped 50 on their opponents last week, and they hit the break just smoking. So I'm really starting to look forward to this second half.
Cool. Well, we'll come right back. We need to take a break. We'll come right back and talk about the fall break, as you were talking about, in this season, at the season's halfway point, where we are with so many of these teams. And in region play in Class 7A is about to start, along with a four-game slate that we have this week right here on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, Cobb Football Friday. We'll be right back.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey! We do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
And welcome back to Cobb Football Friday. Darren Sutherland and the host, the czar, as I always like to say, of Cobb County Football. Sports editor John Bednarowski. John, this week is good for your Around the County in 90 Seconds because there's only 4 games in the county. So you can actually give each school about 30 seconds, but I'm going to cut you off. No, you can't. What's wrong with my math? That's 120 seconds and 90 seconds. So you can, I don't know how to do the math on 4 into 92. Anyway, 22 minutes a school or something like that. But we'll leave it at that. But let's whatever it is. 23 minutes of school. There we go. Let's go. Let's start off at homecoming down in Mableton with Heritage of Noonan at Whitfield Academy. What's going to happen down there, my friend?
Well, the Wolfpack's going to get they're going to bounce back. They had a tough 1-point loss to Brookstone last week. They'll get back on the winning track. Heritage comes in. I believe they're 0-5. They're struggling to score points. And, you know, Whitfield will be taking it out on them. Mount Perrin Christian going to Kings Ridge. This is a big ball game for Mount Perrin. They went over to Commerce last week and really played pretty well against former North Cobb Christian coaches, Mark Hollers, his team over in Commerce. Late score kept them from getting a win there. But I feel pretty good about this game against Kings Ridge. They really need it after winning their first two. They've lost their last three, so hopefully that'll come back. Walker, you know, 2 weeks ago, they just laid out Community Christian. Then they had a bye week. They've healed up as much as they possibly can. So we'll see, you know, if they can make it 2 games in a row when they go to St. Francis. This was a game that they won last year. And I think St. Francis is averaging like 14 points a game. So there is a shot here for Walker to get that second win. And our last game this week is Osborne at Wheeler. This game was originally scheduled for, I want to say, week 3. It would have opened Region 6-6A play. But we had some COVID issues that week, and they rescheduled it. So that's why this is the only public school game on the bye week. It is a reschedule of the postponed game. So this one could be fun. Osborne played pretty well against Brayberry last week. Wheeler's still looking for that first win, but Marcus Romaine, the new quarterback over there, he is a freshman, and he has really brought a spark to that offense. So we will have to see how that game goes, but that actually could be a pretty good ball game.
Man, I thought you were going to have 20 seconds that you could carry over to next week, and you burnt through the whole 90, John. So,
well, you know, I wanted to give everybody their due.
That's right. That's right. Hey, you know what? I was thinking about Walker at St. Francis as you were talking about. I'm just glad this ain't a basketball game. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, some good stories around this week. The season's halfway point is upon us. Give me your biggest surprises and your biggest surprises for who's doing well and the folks that you thought were going to do a little bit better that needs to pick it up the second half.
Well, I think I mentioned the surprise teams that are doing well.
Pebble Brook and Kennesaw Mountain.
Pebble Brook both being undefeated at the break. Teams that I'm a little bit surprised with, there are a couple. I really thought McEachern was going to bounce back. It's going to be interesting to see what they do during region play, because it seems like every time they take a step forward, they take two back.
Are the McEachern faithful getting restless, John?
I would think that they are. It's been a rough couple of years. But the one thing that I think you can hang as a silver lining, you know, they've lost – The games that they've lost this year, they've lost to Marietta, they've lost to Milton, they've lost to Grayson, and they've lost to Newton. And if you look at those four teams, you know, they're not only are they all going to make the playoffs, there's a good chance that all four of them are going to end up as hosting the first round. I think they're a combined 14-6 to start the year. With the exception of the Newton game and then the second half in, against Marietta, really, McEachern's been there. They've been competitive. They've been in those games. I mean, the Marietta game was 21, I think it was 21-19 and a half, something like that, and it ended up 42-21. So they can play. It's just a matter of putting it all together at the same time.
That's it. That's it. Hey, big stories this week. It is, you know, region play begins in the highest qualification of the state, 7A, this weekend. And I know there's been a few games already in that region, but, hey, the real stuff starts now. Playoff time starts right now. Every week's a playoff game for these guys. What do you foresee going down the stretch as we're in October already?
Well, yeah, region play for 2-7A, 3-7A, they're actually going to start next week when they, and that's going to be a fun schedule to go down. But, you know, it takes a while to get to this point since they went to the seventh or the now eight classifications. But with Class 7A, you have so few teams in that region, it's like you have to play – what feels like two-thirds of the year before you get to region play. So I think the big things are, as far as I know that teams after 5 weeks, there's always going to be the bumps and bruises, but I haven't heard of any significant injuries that are really going to decimate a team going into region play. I think everybody is pretty healthy. It's going to be fun when they get started next week because, Harrison's going to play North Cobb. Campbell's going to play – I think they're playing McEachern next week. It's a good time. You know, the temperatures, it's starting to feel like it's football weather a little bit. Looks like the highs next week are going to be in the lower to mid-70s. That means we're probably at about between 60 and 65 degrees at kickoff. This is when football season really starts, and this is what we've been looking forward to. So this is a nice week to kind of catch our breath just a little bit, because if things go right, we're going to be going into week eight. That would mean we have 10 weeks of high school football left. And if we get to the full 10 weeks, that means we got teams playing for state championships. So I'm looking forward to the back end of the schedule.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, close it out on Cobb Football Friday.
I'm Glenn Drake. owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you'll always cherish.
And welcome back to Cobb Football Friday. Darren Sutherland and the czar of Cobb Football Friday, the sports editor for the Marietta Daily Journal and contributing writer for all sorts of material all across the country. And if you see him on Facebook, you'll know what I'm talking about. But, John, if you could pick one game to go to this weekend, which one would it be?
One game to go to this weekend. Now, if you just open it up to everything, I'm going to say I want to go to the UAB game because we're opening our new stadium. I'm a proud Blazer alma alum. But
we're talking Cobb County today.
When you look at the high school slate, I want to go see Osborne at Wheeler.
Yeah,
Osborne is much improved. I really would like to get a good look at the at Marcus Romaine, the new quarterback over at Wheeler. I think this game could end up being like a 35-30 kind of shootout. This one is definitely one that piqued my interest.
You know what's kind of funny doing this show with you for the past 2 years? Here's what's here. You get a feel for these teams in the mode that these teams are in, building their program. We've watched Osborne go from Little Sisters of the Poor now to a team people actually look at on their schedule. Meaning there once was a time, John, that people overlooked Osborne altogether. Now they're looking at them and saying, hey, they're coming to play. In contrast, we look at a Wheeler team that was really in the same boat as Kennesaw Mountain last year, and we thought they were going to rise pretty quickly, kind of like what Kennesaw Mountain's done. Kennesaw Mountain, 5-0. Wheeler, not so much. What are you seeing going down the road for anybody else? And you got any predictions as we close the show out? You said state championships are right around the corner. Anybody got a shot at going deep in the playoffs this year?
Well, it's going to be fun to see what Kennesaw Mountain does, because you look at they've got four games left. There's no reason that they should not end the regular season 10-0, win that region. And then we'll see, because they got one playoff game last year, threw a big scare into River Ridge in the opening round. We'll see how they react once they get to the postseason. North Cobb, my goodness, they added to Nylon Morissette a couple of weeks ago. That offense just looks absolutely unstoppable right now. I think there's no reason that they shouldn't be playing into December. And then there's always it's going to be really interesting to see between North Cobb, Marietta, Walton, all three teams playing really well. The sad part about it is one of those teams, assuming that they finish 1-2-3 in that region, one of those teams is going to have to, hit the road for the first round.
Hey.
Because you only get two teams to host. So it's going to be interesting. Those games are coming up pretty fast. I think October 15th is the first showdown. I think that's going to be North Cobb and Walton. So I've got that one circled. And that's going to tell us a lot about exactly where these teams are as we get into the second half.
No doubt. Hey, we need to get out of here, but it's funny to me, John. If you would have said at the beginning of 2021, we're going to do a broadcast and little is going to be said about McEachern, little is going to be said about Harrison, and a little is going to be said about Hillgrove. Even talking about the first half of the season or the playoffs, I would have said you're crazy because those are Cobb football powerhouses. But it just shows the changing of the guard in Cobb County with teams like Kennesaw Mountain and Pebble Brook and others. As always, thank you, John, for being with us. You're remote this week up in Ohio. We won't tell everybody about that, but you're up in Ohio this weekend. Thanks to Otter's Fried Chicken, our friends at Pinnacle Orthopedic, Superior Plumbing, Ed Boyle's Automotive, and the good guys, Johnson and Alday, attorney at law. If you're in a wreck, call Johnson and Alday. They'll help you out. They're great folks. Thanks once again for listening to Cobb Football Friday from the Marietta Daily Journal podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Find more online at CobbFootballFriday.com. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. All rights reserved.